Please hang up and try again.
Freak Radio Network, broadcasting from the Lucas Oil Studios.
Driven by General Tire.
It's Speed Freaks. Motorsports Radio redefined with Kenny Sargent.
We love to party.
Crash Gladys.
What are we doing for the bachelorette party?
And Statman.
I am serious.
Here's the Freaks.
Freak Nation, I can count on two fingers when IndyCar steals the thunder of NASCAR, and freaking Alabama and St. Pete were not part of that conversation. The Indy 500 and the Indy final race of the season can steal the thunder of NASCAR, but my goodness, leave it to St. Pete, Joseph Newgarden, Roger freaking Penske to steal the thunder of Dover and NASCAR. Know that Denny Hamlin won the darn race on Sunday? He did, and we'll hear from Denny Hamlin coming up here in the Freak Nation. Joseph Newgarden, he'll be here. His teammate, Scott McLaughlin, who won that Alabama IndyCar race, he'll be here in the Freak Nation. Barry Musar will be here in the Freak Nation, driver of the zombie monster truck from Monster Jam. And we'll hear from Matt Hagan, NHRA funny car winner from the Four Wides. He'll be joining us here in the Freak Nation. I am telling you, man, IndyCar just teed it up for Stat Crash, Richard C. Suave, with this fine, this penalty, elimination of points and wins. And all week, that's what we were talking about. Dover might not have even happened, but it did. But we're going to talk about it. I promise you, we're going to get to it. But when IndyCar steals the thunder, Stat Man, and we've got a text thread miles long, buddy, we got to talk about IndyCar to at least the first part of the show, Stat.
Well, we need to be careful how we talk about elimination of points in IndyCar. That could be taken in several different ways. And sure, there, some points were taken away from Will Powers, but I don't know if he eliminated any points in the course of the week.
Semantics. Listen, Statman's got, he's got the hotline to our attorneys.
Wait, the world is built on semantics. As long as we are speaking English,
right?
The world is built on semantics and understanding what one says.
No, I think it's the fact that you've got the hotline to our attorneys. We've got to watch how we say it, when we say it, and who we say it to. Right, Statman?
Exactly. Triple F is listening every minute of the day.
Crasher, are you just flabbergasted that IndyCar steals the thunder of NASCAR for 4 or 5 days? And again, watching Dover can be a fun race to watch. But after watching Barber with the IndyCar race and the drama that was Roger Penske, Penske Racing, Scott McLaughlin, Will Power, Joseph Newgarden, are you surprised that IndyCar had so much of the headline this week?
No, with how scandalous the cheating issue was. No, I'm not surprised that IndyCar took the headlines in motorsports, but yeah, otherwise I would be, without question. Here's the deal, though. You have a mannequin come into the headlines as well. You know something is seriously wrong with your entire headline, your entire drama that is being written right in front of you as we speak. So yeah, from teammates outing each other, or at least calling each other out in the media, I should say, to points being taken away, to a mannequin falling from a bridge, IndyCar was the show this weekend.
It can only happen to IndyCar. Your Statman Scat will also address something in IndyCar that when you hear it and you hear the age of one individual in our discussion, you might think to yourself, damn right. So your Statman Scat coming up. Crash Gladys Pit News and Notes. Make sure you're part of this big old thing. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and, of course, the website, speedfreaks.tv. Dover, we thought Kyle Larson might have a little left in him to catch Denny Hamlin. Didn't happen.
He did. He just needed a few extra laps.
Oh, okay. Well, my goodness.
Didn't get him. Didn't get that green-white checkered.
Maybe that's what we do for some of these boring races, is you've got that wild card at the second spot. The dude sitting in the second spot can throw in a a flag to say, you know what? I'm going to use those five cheater laps right now.
No, you can't say cheat after what happened this weekend in IndyCar. You can't say cheat without the entire motorsports world getting up.
Yeah.
Yeah, speaking of semantics, exactly. Just easy on that vocabulary, Kenny.
The only thing that I can find to talk about, and we've had this conversation, the four of us before, about Denny Hamlin. Can Denny Hamlin finally be the closer and close in on a championship? That's really all we got here, Freak Nation. Denny Hamlin having the best start of his career in NASCAR.
You know what?
I've had so many years, it's hard for me to, you know, I'm sure ones that slip past, you know, that you don't pay attention to. But, I mean, I think we've led in every race this year, and not by accident or through pit cycles. Like, we legit lead. So, yeah, I would say this is the most competitive. I think it's probably only our third top five, though. I think we have three wins, three top five. So we either crash or we win. So I really wish I could have Texas back and a few others, but – yeah, I would say that it's probably the most competitive that I've been to start a season. Absolutely.
So if we're going to talk about scandals, and I mean, he just admitted to himself right there, he's kind of the Bubba Stewart of NASCAR. He either crashes or he wins. That's interesting right there. There's a little bit of a scandal that we've touched on this show before regarding Denny Hamlin and NASCAR. Mm-hmm. And there's just a handful, if not more, of people in the NASCAR community that don't really respect Denny Hamlin. And they are of firm belief that he cannot win, solidify a championship. Sure, wins will come, but he won't be able to make it all the way through the playoffs and get that elusive title. So this, yeah.
Why are you looking at Statman when you say that, Crash?
I'm with Statman on that. If we want to, okay, he just brought up Texas Motor Speedway. Eddie Gossage of Texas Motor Speedway is one of those guys in the NASCAR community. He's put it out there publicly on social media. This is a guy that has trouble winning championships. So, no, I'm not outing anybody here, especially not the least of which the four of us. So, yeah, I don't know where you're going with
Richie
that.
Richie does. Denny Hamlin have an inning to win a championship? Are you on his bandwagon, my residential millennial that you are?
I really, really want him to be. I really want him to be. He's the villain of the NASCAR Cup Series right now. And Crash, you put it out this week about asking about IndyCar and if it needs its villain and Joseph Newgarden, if they found it. We might get to that a little bit later. I want the villain to win in NASCAR, man. It would make it so much more fun. Like, Ryan Blaney, your Cup Series champion. It's been a snooze fest for him this year, right? He's been a boring champion, to be honest, right? In the off season, I want excitement. I want the guy who has a podcast to win a championship. I want the guy who calls out NASCAR on a regular basis on his podcast to win a championship. It would be, God, it would be beautiful. Please,
Richie,
let it happen.
Richie, Ryan Blaney's freaking boss was caught cheating in IndyCar
and in NASCAR this year.
And
we
in NASCAR
really
with Joel
Glove. Yeah, the web glove. That's right. Yeah.
And in sports cars 6-7 years ago. Or
two red flags in the Indy 500. And what happens? Joseph Newgarden wins the race last year, Freak Nation.
That's not on Newgarden, though. Come on.
I'm not. Hey, I said
hey,
Roger Penske.
Until we get it right. That's what they always say in football and stick and ball sports. That's why they have these special referee moments. Do it till we get it right.
Do it till we get it right. Okay, wait. So backing up now to the Indy 500 2023, you're kind of alluding to that's what they were doing. Oops, another red flag. Let's wait. It's not right yet. We have to make it right before we can actually put out the checkers.
Listen, I was in Charlotte for the freaking rainout, and I could feel the tension that far south coming out of Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
My gosh, this whole show is going to be about cheating and scandals in motorsports.
It's motorsports.
And we're not even talking Formula One. That's just, that's the most scandalous form out there.
That's the epitome of cheating and scandal.
Yes. I mean, there was an issue in NHRA, two issues in NHRA this weekend. Didn't Bob Tasca lose a qualifying run because of his intake manifold?
His manifold changed colors.
Yeah, but that was outside the rule book.
Or turned red.
We don't know what color it turned. It was just off color.
Yeah.
And then Greg Anderson, he was eliminated. He won the Too Fast, Too Tasty qualifying race on Saturday, but then it was taken from him because he had parts that were incorrect or just, yeah. Oh, please. Oh, racing.
That was a safety issue with Greg Anderson. He admitted it, that he was
he
wrong.
He did admit it
was,
that.
There was an issue. So I'm not going to go that far to say our man, G.A., is out there skirting the rules. I will say that I hope every freaking team owner is out there pushing their G-dang limit. But my goodness.
Okay. So then where do we draw the line on what is specifically cheating? If all teams should be allowed to push the envelope, get into that gray area of all their rule books, where does cheating go too far?
When you get caught.
Ooh. Boom.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So we should not be mad at the Penske team then.
I didn't say that. Statman didn't say that.
No, I mean, everybody's cheating. That's been the case throughout motorsports.
And we'll get to that whole conversation. We'll hear from your winner, Scott McLaughlin, and Joseph Newgarden next. Speed Freaks Pits and the Lucas Oil Studios.
Speed Freaks, motorsports radio, redefined. As your power steering pump ages, seal leaks may occur, causing the power steering system to lose fluid. Your power steering system may also develop an annoying squeal, and the steering may become more difficult to handle. By using Lucas Power Steering Stop Leak, you will stop the seal leaks, reduce slack in rack and pinion, eliminate the squeals and hard spots in your power steering system. It is guaranteed to stop seal leaks or your money back. Lucas Power Steering Stop Leak. It works.
Now that's a good-looking tire from General Tire, the official tire of the ARCA Racing Series. You can't get that one on your hot rod, but you can get now through the end of April 4 qualifying passenger tires and get up to $70 back the Visa prepaid card. We can all use a little bit of cake in our wallet, in our purse, in our pockets, right? 4 qualifying passenger tires, get up to $70 back from General Tire. General Tire, over 20 years with the Freaks, and of course, General Tire delivers.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-273-7075. 800-273-7075. 800-273-7075. That's 800-273-7075.
The weekend racing is over, or is it? Not on MAP TV. Monday is All-American Racing Night on the network which never leaves the track. Sit back and enjoy grassroots red, white, and blue racing from America's most iconic tracks. Whether it's the precise lines of pavement ovals or the door-banging action of the dirt, MAP TV's Monday night lineup will bring you all the action from this country's legendary four-wheel battlegrounds. Monday night is All-American Racing, only on MAP TV, Motorsports Network.
The NASCAR Cup Series Enjoy Illinois 300 hits Worldwide Technology Raceway on June 1st and 2nd, and the racing will be rocking. It's more than just the cars. It's all about the party. Country music's hottest new star, Riley Green. Big and Rich with Gretchen Wilson, Brittany Spencer, Tim Duggar, and Ludacris cranking the party into overdrive. There's something for everyone, and your access to the Confluence Music Festival is included with your race ticket. Go to WWTRaceway.com now.
You're listening to Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Scott McLaughlin back at the Freak Nation, your winner from IndyCar in Alabama, joining us here in the Freak Nation. And this question was asked of you as soon as you got out of the car, Scotty. But frankly, I'm going to ask it again because I think you've had a better time to think about it. This win today, given all the drama that's happened, doesn't this have to be like a top five or top two win for you with your mental struggles going into this race today?
I wouldn't say that I had mental struggles because I feel like I really was like locked in and focused and knew what I needed to do. I, you know, we we said during the week, you know, we accepted the penalty. It was black and white. It is what it is. It was a matter of how we move forward and how we move forward together. And I think that's what made me so proud of everyone. The way that we just got this good Rancher Chevy, we used the pace of it and just made sure we were up the front and you know, making the most of it. To get pole, win the race, max points weekend, it's exactly what we needed to do to get ourselves back in this fight. And I never have stopped believing that we can win this championship. And if we keep having weekends like that, we'll certainly win it.
Going from last in points to ninth in points today with the win in Barber, it came down to you and your teammate Will Power at the end of this race. And you mentioned that there's a lot of transparency between you and Will. You race each other very fair. I'm just wondering if that was your other teammate, Joseph, behind you at the end, would you have felt as comfortable, as confident? Would it have been as transparent as it turned out?
Yeah, I mean, all three of us work together so well as I think that's why we've, the last few years, we've really come forward as a team and worked really hard in such a competitive landscape in IndyCar. I think it wouldn't matter who was behind me, whether it was Joseph, Will, Alex Palou. It's the same deal. We just keep wheeling it and just it doesn't matter who's behind me. I've got to stay in front of them because that's the only way I win this race.
Scott McLaughlin, winner of the IndyCar race at Barber today. You kind of dominated today. Why? I saw from the highlights, guys were trying to throw the car against one of the statues in the infield. They were all over the place.
Yeah, it was. I saw a lot on the big screen. Just like, you know, you take little, you know, views when you come down the straight and you see the big screen and what was going on. It's crazy, but you know, you just got to take the race as it comes. Thankfully, we fell on the right side of the strategy and. That last yellow, it didn't impact the race too much on our side.
What I really love is there was a question at the end of the presser, post-race presser, about the fans. And you even mentioned, and I've heard this from some drivers before, but other drivers just can't grasp this as well as I believe you answered this. Sometimes you're going to get booed. Sometimes you're going to get cheered. As long as they're making noise, you know people are passionate about you. I thought that was a pretty massive answer by you. And you believe that, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, I think I more believe it from the side of for the sport. I mean, as long as we've got passion, as long as we've got fans that agree, disagree, whether that's on social media, whether that's, whatever, it's important. It's conversation. We move forward. I'm not going to please everyone. I'm not going to have everyone like me, but like it doesn't affect how I drive and I'll just let my racing do the talking and hopefully they can enjoy it on the couch regardless if they like me or don't like me.
Scott, this is your first kid, right? It's coming along,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
What'd your kid do?
October.
All right.
Early October.
That a boy. Well, listen, yes. I'm the father of a 10-year-old girl, man, and the life lessons that I'm trying to teach her are bananas. I can only imagine if your child was staring at you right about now, what kind of emotions you would be going through with the controversy and then with this race win. Can you even encapsulate that?
Well, yeah, it's amazing. I said to my wife all the time, it's not like I didn't. You know, I feel like I love her even more now. You know, it's a bit soppy, but at the end of the day, you just know what we're going through. And, I'm super proud. I'm super lucky that she's my wife and we're going to go through this together. And, she's my rock, you know, I can't wait to be a girl dad. I really can't. It's going to be awesome. Can't wait to play golf with her hopefully one day and all that stuff. That's important. Not really going to worry about the racing for a while. Just going to put a set of golf clubs in her hand, have a bit of fun.
Wow, you just picked up 1,000 more female followers on your social media with that answer. Congratulations.
Yeah, all part of it.
Scott McLaughlin, the winner from Alabama, joining us here in the Freak Nation. A lot of folks gnawing at you to get you on their show, buddy. Thank you for taking time out and joining us here in the Freak Nation. Congratulations on this win and what you did to overcome to mail this thing in, man.
No worries. Appreciate you guys, and thanks for your support, IndyCar.
Crasher, for those who, again, on the peripheral that don't know what this controversy is, if you could, in 30 seconds, tell the Freak Nation what happened earlier this week. All right, I'll give you 45 seconds.
Okay, thank you.
And why we're talking about a controversy with the winner of today's IndyCar race in Alabama and his teammate, Joseph Newgarden, and their boss, Roger Penske.
First of all, Roger Penske owns the IndyCar series. He also owns the team, Team Penske, in IndyCar with drivers Scott McLaughlin, Joseph Newgarden, and Will Power. Last weekend was the Long Beach Grand Prix. During warm-up on race morning at the Long Beach Grand Prix, race control turned off something called push to pass, which is 180 seconds that every driver gets in every road course race in order to assist them in passing drivers, especially when in dirty air, traffic. The push to pass has been a godsend, to be honest. They had it turned off because there was something going on. I don't exactly know what that was. Yet they discovered that the three Penske drivers still had access to it. That led into an investigation and a deep dive into the software, and it turns out the Penske drivers had overridden the software code in the push-to-pass system. I'm not going to get into the CLU, ED, whatever, in the system, and they had been using push-to-pass when it was not legal in the season opener in St. Pete, and then again, of course, in Long Beach. So they were stripped once they were able, IndyCar was able to prove that this was used when it was not supposed to be in the St. Pete opening race. Race winner Joseph Newgarden was stripped of his win and vacated all points, as well as Scott McLaughlin stripped of his podium and all points vacated because of this penalty. And then it became an absolute controversy, as you would imagine, on regular media, social media, all sorts of sports shows were talking about this. Your winning driver was stripped of a win. Hasn't happened. Well, I've heard somebody say hasn't happened in at all in IndyCar. Others say it dates back to 1995. So it was a controversy. It was cheating. Bottom line.
And excuse me, teammates Will Power, Joseph Newgarden. Joseph Newgarden got the biggest pop in this
because he was the race winner.
Will Power and other teammates, Scott McLaughlin, took some hits as well. Roger Penske, of course, he owns the team, but Joseph Newgarden was silent. Silent until Friday and his press conference. And here's part of that press conference talking about he's not a liar.
I knew if getting to this part was going to be difficult for me. You know, you guys can, you can call me every name in the book. You can call me incompetent. You can call me an idiot. Call me, you know, stupid, whatever you want to call me. But I'm not a liar. And the story that I know, which is the truth, is almost too convenient to be believable. And so, to answer your question, no, I didn't leave St. Pete thinking we pulled something over on somebody. I didn't know that we did something wrong until this week. And then I've had to wrestle with the fact that, you know, how do you explain a situation to this to people? You know, I know what happened. I know why it happened, and I don't think it's very believable. Even when I try and tell the story back, I don't think any of us believe it'll be believable to somebody. But it's the truth.
It's the truth, he says. It's unbelievable, but it's the truth. He pre-race today made a big deal of how Joseph Newgarden, we have another clip, we might play it again in the next hour, we don't have time now, but how he and his team firmly believed that there was a rule change that allowed them to be able to have this additional push to pass during restarts. Pre-race today for the IndyCar race went into that a lot, and fellow drivers said, no, we never, as in, on our team and me as another driver, we never had that understanding. That's on them. That's on the two car. So we are not even close to being done with this yet. Did the two car team really believe that there was a rule change and that's their excuse for going through with this and trying not to say that they cheated? Or is that just another made up lie? But Joseph just said right there, don't call me a liar. You can call me anything, but not a liar. I'm not a liar. Mm-hmm. Somebody's lying here.
Well, when you have four or five drivers who put their name to their comments, Colton Herta, Alex Palou basically calling BS on this.
Colton Herta specifically saying he's a disgrace.
Even his teammate, Scott McLaughlin, before this win, you could tell was not real happy with the way Joseph Newgarden and his team has handled that.
Yeah, Scott McLaughlin specifically said that's on the two team. We didn't believe that.
Yep.
So make of that what you will.
Coming up next, Statman Scat on Roger Penske. And it might just be time for Roger Penske to get out of the ownership business of the IndyCar series. And more from Joseph Newgarden coming up. Speed Freaks Pits and the Lucas Oil Studios.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
From the labs at Lucas Oil Products, Lucas Oil Complete Engine Treatment is a multifunctional cleaner plus lubricant. For every fill-up of gas or diesel, add one 16-ounce can of Lucas Oil Complete Engine Treatment. One bottle can treat a tank of up to 21 gallons. Its special additives allows a better fuel burn to help increase your miles per gallon. Expect longer engine life, longer oil life, cleaner exhaust, and less fuel consumption. Lucas Oil. It works.
The NASCAR Cup Series Enjoy Illinois 300 hits Worldwide Technology Raceway on June 1st and 2nd, and the racing will be rocking. It's more than just the cars. It's all about the party. Country music's hottest new star, Riley Green. Big and Rich with Gretchen Wilson, Brittany Spencer, Tim Duggar, and Ludacris cranking the party into overdrive. There's something for everyone, and your access to the Confluence Music Festival is included with your race ticket. Go to WWTRaceway.com now.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816. Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Let me start by saying I don't know Roger Penske personally. I've had maybe three or four conversations with him through the years, maybe one without a microphone. But looking at a brilliant billionaire businessman from a distance, I've come to the conclusion he isn't the man to lead IndyCar out of the wilderness. primarily. His money might find the path to Oz, but it won't pave it with yellow bricks. That's even though he comes from a generation that thinks money is the answer to everything, that ails anything, even IndyCar. And next, the people he siloed himself with don't appear to be people capable of thinking outside the box IndyCar is in. They're just as buttoned down as Roger, looking for investors to bring money into a situation that money won't fix. IndyCar needs new markets and audiences it can sell to advertisers. If money was the answer, Kart and Champ Car would still be in business. The push to pass drama from this weekend is a distraction. Leadership is IndyCar's problem. Roger's money might have saved the series, but Roger's money won't lead it to the mountaintop. It hurts to say this, but these specific rich old white men don't appear to know the GPS directions nor the Google instructions to find the answers. If they do, they better speak up quick. At the moment, our audience is larger than theirs. Peace.
Your Statman Scat brought to you by our good friends at General Tire. Go to generaltire.com and check out a line of tires to keep all of your rides on the road smooth and on the road. It's going to start to heat up here pretty soon. Make sure you got a new set of GTs on that bad boy. And now for maybe 2 days, you can get up to $70 back with a Visa prepaid card when you buy qualifying tires from General Tire. For more information, go to generaltire.com. More on the Statman Scat. When I was doing the research on Roger Penske earlier this week surrounding this controversy, the first thing that struck me was his age. Roger Penske, when we first had him in the Freak Nation, was about, 63. And now he's 87 years old. And that just struck me. I don't need to get into politics. I'm not. But we talk about politicians all the time where they just need to get the hell out of politics and let younger folks run the business at hand, because we tend to believe that they're more apt to adjust to where we are from a contemporary standpoint. And given what you've heard on this show for many, many months, have been issues inside the walls of IndyCar. Promoting IndyCar. The chassis. We could spend many hours discussing the issues that we and many people have. People inside the walls of IndyCar have problem with IndyCar. Mm-hmm. And it's strong words from all of us, or from me personally, to say, yep, Roger, use your influence where it's best served. And right now, where it's being served, I don't think it's best. Listen, Statman is the biggest pimp for Mark Donohue and his days back in the race car that Roger Penske owned. And you heard Statman say, it pains him to say, yeah, it's basically time for Roger to get the hell out of here. So we're not piling on Roger. We're just telling you the emperor has no clothes. That elephant in the room is just sitting there. We're the biggest pimps when it comes to IndyCar. We're fans of this series. This millennial over here he's one of the strongest IndyCar fans that we got on the show.
10 out of 10 racing.
Yes.
It's without question the best racing product in the world. But marketing-wise, executive leadership-wise, massively lacking. And it's been that way for years. And we've been pulling our hair out. We've been screaming it on the show that leadership needs to change. Better people that understand this kind of business. Clearly, Roger Penske understands business. He's been ginormously successful with so many companies. But when it comes to running a sports series, you don't just give away tickets like you used to with your Marlboro friends. No, this is not how it happens anymore. You've got to run things drastically differently than you have in the past, and you don't have the right people in line right now to do that for you. I'm sorry, I don't believe Mark Miles is the guy either. I'm tired. Mark Miles, when he was hired on, gosh, it was right after the Randy Bernard era, said, I'm paraphrasing here, but something along the lines of, I will have the absolute best PR department working for this series. Haven't seen that yet. I will have the absolute best marketing campaigns. Haven't seen that yet either. We need to see that. We're dying for it. Your fan base is salivating. They know the product that you have. You're not getting it out to the masses so that you can, in turn, make more money moving forward for the series, and everybody can get paid more.
Statman?
Wow. Yeah. Well, let me say, first of all, that I don't think that he needs to be out of the series. I think somebody needs to be in the series that can do the things that Crash was just talking about. The Roger has acquired tickets and given away tickets, like Crash just said, in the hundreds of thousands per race to help him sell product. But the chances that he's had at Michigan International Speedway that he built and owned for a while, it's now owned by NASCAR, and Fontana, California Speedway in Fontana that he built and is now owned by NASCAR, I believe, they didn't have a lot of success in selling tickets. That's why they got out of the business. There's 1 in 10 Americans live within 4-hour drive of that racetrack, and they didn't reach them. They sold maybe 100,000 tickets in 2 races a year. That's not success. Somebody is saying, I don't want that. And that shouldn't be the case if you are a motorsports fan. I could go on here.
Yeah.
But one of his fortunes, he doesn't owe his fortune. That's what I want to say. He doesn't owe his fortune to saving IndyCar. Right. IndyCar at some point needs to stand up on its own. Now, if he can make the decisions to help that along, more power to him. But the billions that he owns and goes through his hands don't need to be in the checking account for IndyCar and saving IndyCar. If IndyCar can't save itself, and that includes the drivers and the team owners, they can't just look at him and say, save us, Roger. They've got to go out there, find new markets, and find new audiences in order to salvage the thing.
Which is why Michael Andretti, people like Michael Andretti and Zach Brown with Arrow McLaren, they've had it, and they are being more vocal, at least this year, than they have been in the past, because they are interested in saving the sport.
We're not, and I'm glad you brought that up, Crasher. We're echoing what others are saying in the business, and not just executives. We're talking about team owners that work with Roger Penske on a daily basis. These guys are saying things similar, and I'm sure even more harsh than what we're saying behind closed doors. Michael Andretti, no, he'll drop the bombs out there. But when we hear from drivers who will remain nameless because we don't want to call them out, that call out the series to us, someone's got to be a sounding board. And we're not walking on eggshells here, because we don't owe IndyCar anything from our standpoint other than honesty. And as fans of the series, as fans of the drivers, fans of the on-track racing, we don't like it. We don't like the marketing of this freaking series. Crasher freaking, listen. There was a word that we had that was tagged on to Crasher, the IndyCar so-and-so that we used back in the day that we could use on the air.
It rhymes with witch.
Yeah. And
I am the IndyCar B. I'll just say it's the B word. I have grown up in the backyard of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. There's no place I would rather be on almost any given weekend. Many people want to spend their holidays on a beach somewhere. I want to, on Memorial Day weekend, if I am not at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, I'm probably dead. I love that place. I love IndyCar. So yes, it pains me to see what's been going on for almost the entire existence of this show. I mean, watching the series split into CART and the IRL in the mid-90s, I was just dumbfounded, and it has yet to get back there. That we've seen signs of the sport getting a little bit better. The Indy 500 is always so much fun and exciting, but the momentum doesn't carry for the rest of the year, and it pains me to see that every single year, because I know the potential. I know that it's so much better than what it's getting in actual fan engagement.
Coming up, you got Crash Gladys pit news and notes, and we will hear more from Joseph Newgarden, gentleman who had his win vacated from his St. Pete race to kick off the season. And we'll actually hear from fans and their take on what happened over the last 4 or 5 days between Roger Penske and his drivers. It's all coming up. Speed Freaks Pits and the Lucas Oil Studios.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Family talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. It's time to get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data, and you get to choose who joins your family plan starting as low as $25 a line.
Does it have to be family?
It can be family or people you like.
Get more lines and more savings. Switch to Straight Talk for family plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
Keeping your pride and joy perfect is as easy as 1, 2, 3. Start with Slick Mist Speed Wax. Simply mist on and wipe off for a professional detailer shine. For your tires and trim, there's Lucas Slick Mist Tire and Trim Shine. Spray on and wipe off for better than new look. Then finisher with Lucas Slick Mist Interior Detailer. Just spray and wipe. Easy. Use Lucas Slick Mist Car Care products and she'll never look better. Fast, easy, and professional. Really, it's sort of like having an extra set of hands. Or three.
The NASCAR Cup Series Enjoy Illinois 300 hits Worldwide Technology Raceway on June 1st and 2nd, and the racing will be rocking. It's more than just the cars. It's all about the party. Country music's hottest new star, Riley Green. Big and Rich with Gretchen Wilson, Brittany Spencer, Tim Duggar, and Ludacris cranking the party into overdrive. There's something for everyone, and your access to the Confluence Music Festival is included with your race ticket. Go to WWTRaceway.com now.
Now that's a good-looking tire from General Tire, the official tire of the ARCA Racing Series. You can't get that one on your hot rod, but you can get now through the end of April 4 qualifying passenger tires and get up to $70 back the Visa prepaid card. We can all use a little bit of cake in our wallet, in our purse, in our pockets, right? 4 qualifying passenger tires get up to $70 back from General Tire. General Tire, over 20 years with the Freaks, and of course, General Tire delivers.
The weekend racing is over, or is it? Not on MAP TV. Monday is All-American Racing Night on the network which never leaves the track. Sit back and enjoy grassroots red, white, and blue racing from America's most iconic tracks. Whether it's the precise lines of pavement ovals or the door-banging action of the dirt, MAP TV's Monday night lineup will bring you all the action from this country's legendary four-wheel battlegrounds. Monday night is All-American Racing, only on MAP TV, Motorsports Network.
Do you own an annuity? Either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-273-7075. 800-273-7075. 800-273-7075. That's 800-273-7075.
You're listening to Speed Freaks. Motorsports Radio, redefined.
This spectacular segment of Speed Freaks is brought to you by our good friends at Lucas Oil and Lucas Oil Power Steering Stop Leak. It's 100% guaranteed to stop seal leaks and power steering units, or your money back, man. Totally corrects rack and pinion problems. It also totally effective in reducing slack, squeals, hard spots, and worn rack and pinions. Dig this, man. Your results will be immediate and long-lasting. For more information, go to the website, lucasoil.com. That's lucasoil.com. Crasher, how about some pit news and notes?
Well, we've been talking about it this entire first hour. No shortage of controversy and bizarreness this week in the land of IndyCar. From the disqualification of the team the series owner owns, Team Penske, well, at least two of the drivers, to teammates calling each other out. We heard, anybody who watched the race today heard Scott McLaughlin basically pointing the finger at Joseph Newgarden's team differently than his own team. And then a mannequin named Georgina. It was quite a week. In the end, however, Scott McLaughlin, after being DQ'd and falling to last in the series points, he took the Barber Motorsports Park win, and he vaulted back into the top 10 in points. Scott, you heard from him earlier in the show. We just may replay that interview again in the second hour. NASCAR drivers needed to tame a monster at Dover before claiming any checkered flag. In Xfinity, that was Ryan Truex, bypassing Carson Kwapel on the double overtime restart. And then in Cup, Denny Hamlin. He beat your favorite driver again to claim his 54th overall dub. Speaking of the 50 club, Matt Hagen's Four Wide Nationals funny car win became his milestone 50th Wally. Let that sink in for a little bit. Justin Ashley was the winner in the Four Wide Top Fuel, and Greg Anderson, even though he had his Saturday win stripped, he kept his wins rolling with another one in Pro Stock. Yes, this one he kept. Guess what now? No more Four Wide Nationals for the 2024 for the NHRA. Music to many NHRA drivers' ears. Supercross raced in Philadelphia. Max Anstey, your 250 winner, and Jet Lawrence with a dominant win in the big boy 450 class.
Crash Gladys Pit News and Notes brought to you by our good friends at Lucas Oil. Go to lucasoil.com. Crasher, only because you do the same to me.
Yeah.
Travis Kwapel wasn't in that race car.
Carson Kwapel. Did I say Travis?
Yes.
It's even... Wow. Yep. Yeah. Okay. Carson. Yeah. Travis, no. He hasn't been driving for a while.
I had to look it up to make sure that his son wasn't Travis Kwapel the third or the second. It's Carson Kwapel.
You just don't think that...
Kwapel, as we used to say Kwapel, back in the day. Yeah.
Not many people have that last name. Why would I butcher that?
Okay, Freak Nation. More on... I think it's just got legs. If this was Dale Coyne racing in IndyCar... We'd be done with it in a segment with the controversy in IndyCar. But it's Roger Penske. He owns the series. He owns the track. He owns the team.
And he owns Ilmor, which builds the Chevy Motors.
So it's just got all kinds of legs. And like Crasher was talking about, this thing's not over, man. It's going to be interesting to see how far this thing goes. And I believe that there are a couple of people that are really digging deep into this, and one happens to live, okay, a couple happen to live in Indianapolis, and he's very good on social media. Nathan Brown with the Indy Star. Be sure you follow him for the insight. Mm-hmm. So, again, to refresh, Roger Penske, he owns three teams in IndyCar Series. Will Power, he drives for him, Scott McLaughlin, and Joseph Newgarden. Joseph Newgarden did something illegal. He used a little bit push to pass back in St. Pete when he shouldn't have used push to pass. Consequently, they found out at Long Beach that this happened, and his win was taken away. Scott McLaughlin was penalized, and so was Will Power, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
The finishing positions were taken away for both Joseph Newgarden and Scott McLaughlin. Will Power was only docked 10 points because Will Power was not proven to have actually used the push to pass. The controversy lies in not just the fact that they used extra horsepower assist in a race where nobody else was allowed to use it, but because their code was specifically overriding IndyCar's software code. That was kind of interesting, actually very interesting. And also the fact now Newgarden says, but our team was under the impression that this was a rule change. Yet no other driver in the paddock, okay, including his teammates, had that impression that this was an actual rule change.
Every now and then, Statman, Suave, Crasher, and yours truly, we get out of this vacuum that we live in and think that certain things really matter to the fan base when they really don't. So that's why we went strictly to the fan base to get their take. Our friend Jess Peters caught up with some fans at Birmingham. Not Birmingham.
Barber.
Barber. Barber Motorsports Park for the IndyCar race prior to the race and asked him, frankly, about Roger Penske, Roger Penske Racing, Joseph Newgarden, and this whole controversy. We go to the fans on this and their take on this controversy with Joseph Newgarden here in the Freaks.
People look for this sort of stuff to talk about, and you know, there's some haters out there that have been against Team Penske for a while, and they'll look for any reason to jump on the bandwagon and claim that's the reason why they've been so successful. And I don't think that's the case.
Racing is just racing, and you're gonna have to push the limits, and sometimes you can go over the limits, and that's all that happened last week, the first opening race. I think that accepting the penalty was the right thing to do. I think that it was a good call.
I'm not in the cockpit, so I don't know what's natural for a driver to push certain buttons or whatever. So I think it was more of a technical issue and oversight.
I think what yesterday proved with Scotty getting the pole, that, I mean, obviously it wasn't something that was giving him some sort of unfair advantage. I think they're just fast drivers.
I don't think that they really did mean to do this, and I think it's wrong. They deserve the penalty, but it's disappointing to see them get disqualified, but they definitely deserve it.
It makes me look at Newgarden in a whole different light. You know, he hit the button twice on one lap on a restart. He had to have known. As far as I'm concerned, it was fair. I just think it should have happened a week after St. Pete. This shouldn't have been something that we're having to go back and look at a month after the event. IndyCar's got some schedule issues, and so this news comes out 45 days after that race. It was very easy for a lot of people to be like, what were you even talking about? That was, you know, over a month ago. Most casual fans, they don't even remember what happened at St. Pete.
Nailed it.
Valid point. And there's another aspect to this that he's not wrong on, in that you can't tell me any DAG. DAG stands for data acquisition guy. We call them DAGs, the main engineers on each of the cars. You can't tell me that any DAG with that sitting on that pit box doesn't see push to pass being used when it shouldn't be. Again, though, the two car claims that they had a rule change and they were the only ones that followed it, whatever. But with all the engineers, whether it be through the teams, through Chevy itself, or even through IndyCar, how this wasn't discovered immediately in a post-race data dump is also mind-boggling.
Mm-hmm.
What? It took you until warm-up of Long Beach, almost six weeks later, to discover that one team versus all the others had a different software glitch or override that nobody else had? Okay. And I've heard thermal, which was the non-points race thrown in between both St. Pete and Long Beach. I've heard that used as an excuse. Well, at thermal, we all had access to push to pass anytime we wanted. No. Don't throw that in there. Thermal has nothing to do with this. You all had that push to pass access. Therefore, it has nothing to do with this. We're talking about a software code override that one team of three drivers had at the season opening race and nobody else.
Statman, would we be talking about this if this was Dale Coyne Racing?
No, probably not. No. Yeah. What can I tell you?
Right.
If it was a lot of teams at the back of the field, it would just, you know, they should have known better. Blah, blah. But this is the, say over and over again, this is a team that's owned by the guy that owns the series, who is legendary for the unfair advantage, quote, or brand or whatever you call it, and they got caught. You know, I mean, it's difficult to hide the importance of this, but I think again, I say this is all a distraction. The bigger issue is the 300,000 people that watched the most significant race outside of the Indy 500 in IndyCar, and they need a bigger audience. They need new markets, and anything that distracts them from doing that, solving that problem, getting a better television broadcast with better graphics, better explanation. They need so much. We can't get bogged down with this push to pass.
Speed Freaks on the Freak Radio Network and on MAV TV. Thank you guys for being a part of this big old thing. Coming up next year, June. Wow, hell, this year. We'll be celebrating our 24th anniversary. Get ahead of myself, man.
Next year's 25.
Big second hour of the Freaks coming up. Speed Freaks Pits and the Lucas Oil Studios.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Next to your vehicle's engine, your transmission is the most important component of your car. If it's not properly maintained, your car may not shift properly. By adding Lucas Transmission Fix to your transmission, it cleans and lubricates sticking valves for proper shifting, renews worn bands to stop slipping, stops seal leaks, will not void new car warranties, contains no harmful solvents. Lucas Transmission Fix. It works.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
You guys can, you can call me every name in the book. You can call me incompetent. You can call me an idiot. Call me, you know, stupid, whatever you want to call me. But I'm not a liar.
I wouldn't say that I had mental struggles, because I feel like I really was like locked in and focused and knew what I needed to do. Like, you know, we said during the week, you know, we accepted the penalty. It was black and white.
But I'm not a liar.
So are you telling me that you and Smoke will be trading fire suits here pretty soon?
Well, Smoke said that he has a guy that at his house named Jim, and he doesn't bother him, and he doesn't bother, you know, vice versa. He doesn't bother him either, you know. So I like that saying. I messed it up just now, but...
It'll eat you alive. You know, you got to be able to be mentally tough, mentally focused on what you're doing. You're controlling the 12,000 pound piece of machinery out here.
But I'm not a liar.
Can we start this interview now?
Please hang up and try again.
Radio Network, broadcasting from the Lucas Oil Studios. Driven by General Tire. It's Speed Freaks. Motorsports Radio redefined with Kenny Sargent.
We love to party.
Crash Gladys.
What are we doing for the bachelorette party?
And Stepman.
I am serious.
Here's the Freaks.
Second hour of the Freaks, man. This is going to be a lot of fun. Crasher and yours truly spent a long time Saturday night, Saturday afternoon and Saturday night at Cardinal Stadium, get jacked up for some Monster Jam, which you can catch on MAV TV. We're going to have one of the baddest son of a guns to ever hop in a monster truck, Monster Jam monster truck. It's Bari Musari will be here in the Freak Nation.
And I'm moving my arms because he drives the zombie.
Yep.
And the fan base, the entire place goes nuts with their arms out like Michael Jackson Thriller. It's awesome.
It is awesome. He'll be joining us this hour. And oh yeah, NHRA ran over the weekend. Four Wide Nationals in Charlotte. Matt Hagen, your funny car winner, will join us here in the Freak Nation. It's going to be a fantastic second hour. More regarding Roger Penske. Should he get the heck out of IndyCar, at least in the current role that he has now? I'm not saying sell everything. I'm just saying use the assets that would help make this series profitable, not just from a financial standpoint, but from a promotion standpoint, from a popularity standpoint. We've said it so often, Freak Nation, how the drivers are the ones that should be promoted in this series. There are some fantastic personalities. And you know what this controversy's done? It's brought out some of these personalities. Love him, hate him. Colton Herta basically calling bull of his running mate, not his teammate, but his running mate, Joseph Newgarden. Joseph Newgarden's teammate, Scott McLaughlin, basically said, you got to ask the two team about all this rule change BS. There, Alex Palou, you're seeing personalities come out, well, from a freaking controversial standpoint.
But I'm not a liar.
No, you're not. But frankly, we think you are. Oh, I do.
Oh.
Wow. But at least he's having his contract renegotiated.
But I'm not a liar.
There are so many conspiracy theories that are flying right now. One regarding his contract renegotiation. Is this a way to get the money down to not re-sign him for oodles of millions more, like some of the other drivers in the paddock have been signing recently?
The other side of that would be to get him to take the blame for it when maybe the administration at Team Penske, Cindric and Penske, mm-hmm. maybe they're the ones behind this thing, but you take the blame and we'll give you that extra $10 a week.
I'm not a liar.
I've seen that as well. Yes. There's...
But Crasher, okay, if he's not lying, someone is lying.
That's what I said last hour. Somebody's okay. Lying. There is absolute, it's not just misinformation. There is absolute mistruths going on right now in Team Penske. So who needs to be held accountable for it? Let's reset. Let's reset for those people who are not fully aware. The season, okay, Roger Penske is the gentleman, billionaire, who owns the IndyCar series. He also owns a race team that has three drivers that drive in the series. Joseph Newgarden, Scott McLaughlin, and Will Power.
But I'm not a liar.
That was Joseph Newgarden, allegedly not a liar. at the season opening event in St. Petersburg, there is something that these IndyCar drivers use called push to pass. Every driver has 180 seconds of it on road and street courses in order to help them, give them an extra 50 horsepower boost to help them pass in dirty air, which is typically more difficult to pass in traffic. So by the time it came to the second race, which, yes, was 6 weeks later in Long Beach last weekend, this push to pass system was completely disabled for the entire paddock. However, race control, it was disabled in the morning warm-up. Race morning warm-up. However, race control for IndyCar discovered that one team, Team Penske, had access to this push-to-pass when they had turned it off for everybody else. How was this? So IndyCar did a deep dive. They discovered that there was a software override, a code that was overwritten. Only the Penske team, those three drivers, had access to this code because it was the team that wrote it and gave them unlimited access to push to pass in times such as restarts, starts and restarts, when you are illegally, you're not supposed to be able to use it at that time. They did a deeper dive, found out that Joseph Newgarden and Scott McLaughlin used that illegal push to pass in the season opener, took Joseph's win away and Scott McLaughlin's podium away, and then docked their other teammate, Will Power, 10 points just because he's victim by circumstance, even though he allegedly didn't use it. That's where we are now. It was a cheating scandal. They used extra horsepower when they were not allowed to use it. But now where do we go from here? Because Scott McLaughlin, who was also stripped of his third place from the season opener, he just won this weekend and he did it fair and square. Where do the fans stand? Do you hate Joseph Newgarden? Are you going to boo him at Indy 500 introductions?
Crasher, but did Scott McLaughlin cop to it, saying he used it illegally?
He said he did, yes.
Okay.
In his statement that was put out on social media, he did say that, and he admitted again in media circles on Friday from Barber Motorsports Park, yes, I did this. And here's another thing about Scott McLaughlin that you guys need to know. There's interviews out there last year with him and Doug Bowles. There's another media interview. I think it's with Marshall Pruitt. He is on video saying, I hit that button all the time. Mm-hmm. I don't know when it's supposed to be usable or not, but I do hit it all the time. That was last year.
When Richie's playing Mario Kart, Richie, aren't you hitting the juice button for every freaking Mario Kart capability there is? I have no idea what I'm talking about.
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah, I am.
Give me that horsepower.
I'm trying to cheat. Didn't I see that Joseph Newgarden kind of did the same thing where his wheel is set up a little bit differently, where he doesn't even have it listed on his wheel, and he does it the same way where he still is so used to pressing it that it's still part of his regimen as well?
Yeah, and that's where a lot of people can be torn with this. It's like, okay, so we know Joseph and Scott, they just hit that push-to-pass button all the time. But Joseph did say in his press conference on Friday from the Barber Motorsports Park track, he did say, hey, my team assumed that there was a rules change, that we were allowed to have push-to-pass on restarts. But then when any other driver in the paddock was asked about this rule change, they all called BS. They said, no, we were never under that impression. We know when to use it and when not to use it. Why is Joseph Newgarden different? That's what the drivers were saying.
But I'm not a liar.
I still think this is all a distraction. 5 years ago, November, it'll be 5 years that Penske bought this series, and issues still exist. Some of the same issues still exist 5 years later.
Yep.
And talking about push to pass and all of this, for fans like us, this is not solving the problem of getting a better TV show, of getting a better race, of having some of the team owners with enough money so that they could go to Argentina that they're talking about doing, or Brazil, or wherever they're talking about going, that they could add a couple more races because enough people are watching that they could get more money to get new chassis. This is a distraction. And as long as people are talking about this, they're not talking about the real issues of 5 years later, we're still bumping around in the woods.
Crasher, I was chasing around some 10-year-olds earlier today as this whole IndyCar, all right, our daughter was running around, and you were able to see the beginning of the IndyCar coverage, the pre-race show. What I heard, I'm giving props to Lee Diffie, James Hinchcliffe, and Townsend Bell for putting it out there and being able to give their opinion, mm-hmm. which didn't seem like they feared any repercussions because it was so prevalent of what happened. Mm-hmm. So evident of what Joseph Newgarden and the other teams did. So props to those guys for not burying the lead and moving on to something that was happening on the track or prior to the race, letting them talk about this issue.
Yeah, they dealt with it head on. It was the first thing that came out of their mouths. But how could it not be?
Yes.
It is just staring at everybody, and it will continue to stare at all of us through the month of May. Here we are, month of May, Indy 500. Now the world's eyeballs really are on you, IndyCar. What are you going to do with this? And that's kind of my question. I really want to see this turned into something that makes marketing the series better. Because like Richie brought it up last hour, every sporting series needs a villain. Joseph Newgarden could be the villain here. And I don't think a lot of people would be opposed to that. You could still love Joseph Newgarden. People loved Dale Earnhardt Sr. in NASCAR, but he was the villain of the series. And the more you can create... What's that?
He was the intimidator.
He was the intimidator. Yes, the more you...
I'm not a liar.
Oh, man, you can keep playing that throughout the entire second hour of this show.
Gosh, I'm going to be playing it for the entire rest of our career.
But I'm not a liar.
Then who is? Who's the liar?
Matt Hagan's not. No. This dude goes out and wins the four wide nationals. And as always, Matt Hagan running for Tony Stewart, Nitro, Team Nitro, Tony Stewart Racing, whatever the heck this name
TSR
is.
TSR Nitro.
There you go.
Tony Stewart Racing Nitro.
Matt Hagan joins us next. Speed Freaks Pits and Lucas Oil Studios.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined. As your power steering pump ages, seal leaks may occur, causing the power steering system to lose fluid. Your power steering system may also develop an annoying squeal, and the steering may become more difficult to handle. By using Lucas Power Steering Stop Leak, you will stop the seal leaks, reduce slack in rack and pinion, eliminate the squeals and hard spots in your power steering system. It is guaranteed to stop seal leaks or your money back. Lucas Power Steering Stop Leak. It works.
Now that's a good-looking tire from General Tire, the official tire of the ARCA Racing Series. You can't get that one on your hot rod, but you can get now through the end of April four qualifying passenger tires and get up to $70 back the Visa prepaid card. We can all use a little bit of cake in our wallet, in our purse, in our pockets, right? Four qualifying passenger tires, get up to $70 back from General Tire. General Tire, over 20 years with the Freaks, and of course, General Tire delivers.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-273-7075. 800-273-7075. 800-273-7075. That's 800-273-7075.
The weekend racing is over, or is it? Not on MAV TV. Monday is All-American Racing Night on the network which never leaves the track. Sit back and enjoy grassroots red, white, and blue racing from America's most iconic tracks. Whether it's the precise lines of pavement ovals or the door-banging action of the dirt, MAV TV's Monday night lineup will bring you all the action in this country's legendary four-wheel battlegrounds. Monday night is All-American Racing, only on MAV TV, Motorsports Network.
The NASCAR Cup Series Enjoy Illinois 300 hits Worldwide Technology Raceway on June 1st and 2nd, and the racing will be rocking. It's more than just the cars. It's all about the party. Country music's hottest new star, Riley Green. Big and Rich with Gretchen Wilson, Brittany Spencer, Tim Duggar, and Ludacris cranking the party into overdrive. There's something for everyone, and your access to the Confluence Music Festival is included with your race ticket. Go to WWTRaceway.com now.
You're listening to Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Mm-hmm. So Matt Hagan, four wide nationals winner out of Charlotte, NHRA, joining us here at the Freak Nation. I'm always amazed how you guys can control a funny car, top fuel car down the track when you have three other 10,000 horsepower or 12,000 horsepower engines next to you. How do you drive differently when it comes to four wide nationals? Is it visual? Is it mental? Where's the difference here, man?
Make sure your earplugs are in tight. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's super loud, you know, but it's really kind of, it's a different mindset of driving because you can't see the other two cars, you know? So basically you have to make it go to the end no matter what, you know, it's just, it puts us in a situation where we're usually not in. And, you know, cause two advances during the rounds and then the final, obviously it doesn't matter, but it's like, it's you have to go to the end, you know? So you can't tell whether the other two cars will even left the starting line. So if this thing's on fire, it's beating itself up or not happy, you still have an opportunity to advance. So, you know, it's kind of one of those deals where you have to have that mentality going into the weekend of like, it's going in no matter what, you know?
There are some games, Matt Hagan, that you could play when there's two cars going down the track with the Christmas tree. Can you not play any of those games when it comes to deep stage?
Yeah, I mean, Force had the top bowl ball from the final against me, you know what I mean? So it's like, you know, it's like you look over and it's like, oh, there, and you got to make sure you cut back on the tree. And there's just a lot going on up there, but, you know, we all know the deal, and it just kind of is what it is, and it worked out for us this weekend.
Speaking of a lot going on, there was a big cheating controversy in IndyCar this week, and it played into the race weekend. NHRA sort of had an issue themselves, or at least we thought yesterday. I want your thoughts on this whole Bob Tasca intake manifold altered. Was it altered? Was it not? Is this an issue? What do you say about all this?
Well, you know, no, like I said, nobody's picking on the guy. They came and got one of our manifolds as well. So it's kind of one of those things where, you know, they checked a bunch of different manifolds and his was the one that was different. You know what I mean? So whether it's pink, purple, blue, whatever, I don't know what color it was, but they had blasted it and, you know, and basically changed it. Do I know that to feel like it's a massive rule, you know, advantage? Probably not. But at the end of the day, it says in the rule book, you cannot modify it, you know? And so, it just kind of one of those things. The rules are the rules, and there's got
technical difficulties there with the Matt Hagan interview. My apologies to our affiliates, but we'll get that thing back up and running. Matt Hagan joining us here in the Freak Nation. Again, your four wide nationals winner, Matt Hagan, joining us here in the Freak Nation. See if I can bring that back up, because what he's got to say about these four wide nationals is absolutely bananas. When you have four NHRA funny cars up at the line together, making those type of moves and that type of horsepower, come on, man. Trying to keep that funny car on the straight and narrow for 4 seconds. Even a tough guy like Matt Hagan, he gets it and how difficult it can be. Let's continue on with Matt Hagan, NHRA funny car winner from Charlotte.
Whatever that, I think there needs to be a little bit more clear definition of the rules. But his was obviously more than just what it says, you know, that it can be. So it is what it is. You know, the internet goes wild and, you know, NHRA gets bashed and stuff for that. But like at the end of the day, we have to have a fair playing field for everyone, just because we have underfunded teams that if you said, well, anything goes, they couldn't spend enough to keep up. You know what I mean? So there is a reason for rules and there is a reason for the things that they have to do. So, you know, I don't know. It's hard to get into that mess with everything because we're not a part of it. You know, no different than the headers when Bob had the headers laid back too much. You know, they came over and grabbed our headers and we were within spec. He wasn't. They threw his run out, you know. So, I don't know. It seems to be a little bit of a continual deal over there, but I'm sure Bob will figure it out. And, you know, if they you know, go over there and find him or do whatever, throw the runs out, eventually you stop doing it, right? So, But at the end of the day, you know, we have, you know, they come and checked all of our stuff, and, you know, we were within regulation, and you got to learn to worry about yourself. You know what I mean? Like, so, and that's what we're doing out here. We're really worried about ourselves and not anyone else. And, you know, we just try to play within the box that they give us.
Well, now that you have worried about yourself and you've got this win checked off, at least the first one, I will say, for 2024, where's your focus, or how do things change now moving into the meat of the season before the playoffs?
Well, it's a massive win for me. I mean, it was my 50th win, and I've seen a lot of people come and a lot of people go and not accomplish close to that, you know. So 50 wins and having the support of Dodge and, you know, the relationship that we've had for 15 years there, and, you know, and the American Rebel folks and Andy Ross and Jason from Johnson Horsefire Garage, and it's just unreal to be able to win 50 Wallys in my career. I mean, I'm blown away, but it all comes back down to good people. I mean, you know, like, people aren't replaceable. We have a great group of people, all the way from the hospitality folks to our PR folks to guys wrenching on the car and the guys tuning the car, you know. And I just try to not mess it up when it's good, you know, and they put a good hot rod underneath me. But just very blessed, you know what I mean? I feel like, you know, this last year we won a championship, and it put us in a bracket with, you know, Forrest Snake and Kenny Bernstein to only have won 4 championships in the history of the sport, you know. And so it's a small elite group, and I think I just passed Snake as far as wins go with this one here. So 50 is huge for me. It's incredible. And but we can't do it without the great sponsors like Dodge and the relationship that we've had there and the support to keep us moving forward and with the right parts and pieces to perform on the racetrack.
Speaking of continual deals, Matt Hagan, the winner at the 4 wide in Charlotte, you're a workout warrior. Do you find the time to work out when you're away at a racetrack for 3 days?
I've been finding the time to suck my gut in when everybody's taking pictures, you know. So I need to get back on that regimen a little bit more, you know. It's we all, you know, as you're 41 years old, and it's just like my dad's all the time. He's like, "Damn, son, you're getting fat." And I was like, "I'm 41 years old, you know what I mean? Like, leave me alone, you know." So I want to enjoy my life a little bit too. I got a fast race car, so. It's, you know, the old days of getting up and running 5 miles are long gone for me, you know. So, you know, it's like anything. You make time for what is important in your life. And, you know, right now the gym's probably not the most important thing. It's just more my kids and my businesses and trying to turn wind lights on. But, you know, being in shape and is part of turning wind lights on. So maybe I do got to get on that treadmill and put a Snickers in front of me and run hard enough.
Put a Snickers. So instead of putting a carrot out there,
so are you telling me that you and Smoke will be trading fire suits here pretty soon?
Well, Smoke said that he has a guy that at his house named Jim, and he doesn't bother him, and he doesn't bother, you know, vice versa. He doesn't bother him either, you know. So I like that saying. I messed it up just now, but anyway, he doesn't mess with Jim, and Jim don't mess with him.
Yeah. He's been messing with Jim. I've seen it, and you're full of BS too. You still look amazing. So there.
All right, Hagan. Again, we know Ashley's behind the camera. She's probably got the arm pump from holding that camera for the last 7 or 8 minutes right now.
That's her gym.
Yes, gym right now.
Hey, buddy! Congratulations, man! And let's kick some more ass here in 2024.
All right. Thanks for the love, guys.
You know, Matt Hagan being mentioned in the same breath as Snake and all the greats. Sorry, we've been doing this a long damn time.
Snake is legendary, and he's got more wins than Snake. Wow.
That's just, it's tough to grasp. But hey, it's Matt Hagan doing it with another team. I mean, he had the majority of his wins were with Don Schumacher Racing, but now didn't miss much of a beat going over with Tony Stewart. And being mentioned in the same freaking name as Snake. Come on.
Hey, I bet good Snake is good.
Snake didn't work out as much as Hagan does in 1 week.
Right?
Yeah. You mean Snake his entire life didn't work out as much as Hagan in 1 week? Yeah, I would agree with that.
And even during that interview, when he brought up Snake, I thought, he misspoke. No, he didn't. He was talking about Snake.
Don the Snake Perdomo.
Yeah. Again, when you grow up and you have these idols, you don't want to see those numbers surpassed. We got them in.
You know what? Fans usually say that. Yes, I understand. Fans usually say that. You don't want to see these. Oh, they're the legends. You don't want to see those names go away and replaced with others. But those legends are the ones that say, hey, my records are made to be broken. So let's give this to the, not give, but it's now time for the next generation. And
unless
that's where we are.
Freaking 72 Miami Dolphins. Freak Nation, your stat mad scat, Roger Penske, does he need to go? And more coming up, Speed Freaks Pits and the Lucas Oil Studios. Oh, and Bari Musari.
Musauer
will be joining us coming up.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
From the labs at Lucas Oil Products, Lucas Oil Complete Engine Treatment is a multifunctional cleaner plus lubricant. For every fill-up of gas or diesel, add one 16-ounce can of Lucas Oil Complete Engine Treatment. One bottle can treat a tank of up to 21 gallons. Its special additives allows a better fuel burn to help increase your miles per gallon. Expect longer engine life, longer oil life, cleaner exhaust, and less fuel consumption. Lucas Oil. It works.
The NASCAR Cup Series Enjoy Illinois 300 hits Worldwide Technology Raceway on June 1st and 2nd, and the racing will be rocking. It's more than just the cars. It's all about the party. Country music's hottest new star, Riley Green. Big and Rich with Gretchen Wilson, Brittany Spencer, Tim Duggar, and Ludacris cranking the party into overdrive. There's something for everyone, and your access to the Confluence Music Festival is included with your race ticket. Go to WWTRaceway.com now.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816. Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Coming up, Bari Moussauer will be joining us here in the Freak Nation. Driver of the Zombie Monster Jam Monster Truck. He'll be here in the Freak Nation. But this segment brought to you by our good friends at Lucas Oil. Go to lucasoil.com and check out Lucas Oil Power Steering Stop Leak. 100% guaranteed to stop seal leaks and power steering units or your money back. Totally corrects rack and pinion problems. It's also totally effective in reducing slack, squeals, and hard spots in worn rack and pinion. And yes, your results are going to be immediate and long-lasting. Check it out. Lucas Oil Power Steering Stop Leak at lucasoil.com. Spent a good amount of time on my Saturday at Cardinal Stadium, State Farm Stadium, with some screaming kids, and it was absolutely fantastic. And one of these dudes that excited the kids driving the zombie monster truck, it was Bari Moussauer. And when he joins us here in the Freak Nation, I love it. Love this guy. Great personality, great for the series, and great for the kids. He joins us now, Speed Freak Spitz and the Lucas Oil Studios.
So Bari's back in the Freak Nation, and Bari, when you roll into Phoenix, we always give you crap about you being Cleveland. Yeah, I get this. You took an all-nighter from Orlando to get here. A guy like yourself that's used to traveling like this, 8 hours been for you, or you can, you drive a Monster Jam monster truck with, on 4 hours?
I think somewhere right in the middle. Let's go with six. You know, I had a good little snooze on the airplane to get here, so I'm ready. It's practice day here in Glendale, Arizona. It's one of my favorite venues, so I'm excited to be back here. This is probably, you know, one of my favorite places because the floor's so big. We really get to air these Monster Jam trucks out, and the fans love the zombie ops here.
You led me into that perfectly. You'll talk to drivers, NASCAR, pity car drivers. Well, they'll close their eyes and they'll think about the track and drive the track. I don't think you can do that because you don't necessarily know how this track, where these jumps and so forth are going to be, can you?
Absolutely. You have to walk the track. I'm big on studying it before we go out there with these 12,000-pound trucks because you want to make sure you're hitting your marks. And actually, we found a spot that was really slick out here from practice, and I think everybody found it. So hopefully tomorrow it'll be perfect. The dirt will absorb the water that the dirt crew put down, and it'll be a perfect event.
Bari, I know you make very little mistakes in that truck, but when you make a mistake on the track, do you carry it with you throughout that round, or can you bury it and go on to the next?
You've got to bury it, because if you don't, it'll eat you alive. You know, you got to be able to be mentally tough, mentally focused on what you're doing. You're controlling a 12,000-pound piece of machinery out here, and you want to make sure the fans get the best event possible out of you. So you really have to just forget about it. There's plenty of opportunities to shine. Mm-hmm. And whether you mess up or not, the fans still love you, especially when you got the zombie arms like I do on my side.
Bari, you were talking about how a wide-open stadium like this is one of your favorites to drive. This, in particular, Glendale, Arizona, right here. But the meat of your schedule is those tights of, I guess you can't call them stadiums, they're arenas. And you and I were just talking about this right before we went live. How do you balance the differences between the arenas and the big stadiums in order to be the best driver that you can be on all surfaces?
So I say some of the arena athletes are some of the best Monster Jam drivers that we have, because you have to really hone in your skills on a tight boundary. So when you're talking about an arena that's maybe 85 feet wide, controlling these Monster Jam trucks, they are behemoths when it comes to something that size. So to be able to be in tune with your boundaries of your truck and the track, that what really makes a good driver. So if you can kind of harness all that into one event and then expound upon that when you get to a stadium setting. Like, we just came off of a 3-week arena tour. So now we're ready to get back out here and stretch our legs in this big, huge stadium.
You were also telling me that the physicality of a bigger stadium is really difficult. So 3 weeks in those arenas, now you're here. Any extra weights lifted or anything to get ready for this?
I think my body's conditioned after 13 seasons. I think I know my body knows what it's in for this Saturday. And I think, you know, it's a testament to our great safety equipment. I mean, we've got custom-made seats that are tailor-made to our bodies. We've got the 7-point safety harnesses. We got the helmet, the Hans. So we're ready for any impact that we can take out here. I'm confident in the truck. The shocks are tuned to perfection. I'm ready to put the pedal to the metal.
Can you run us through one of your hardest hits and how your body was going through that and then how you recovered from it?
anytime you don't land on the tires, if you land on the cage, that's always a jolt. You know, if you backflop a backflip, which means you don't get the full rotation, sometimes that can jar you. And thankfully, I learned from that mistake, and I haven't done that in a long time. So we're hoping that, you know, this backflip ramp looks pretty good here in Phoenix. I think we got it.
Well, you bring up a good point. Learning from mistakes, that's how you learn. And in a monster truck, it's not like everybody in the world is driving these things. Is that the only way that you can learn to be better moving forward is by making a mistake first?
Yeah, it's all about seat time. And sometimes, you know, you make a mistake. It's just, we're human nature. It's going to happen, but you learn from it. And then you can just remember what you did on that mistake and learn that you're not going to do it again. You remember what it feels like. You remember the motions that you went through. And then, you know, time passes and you don't even think about it anymore. It just becomes second nature.
Did you say 13 seasons? Is this your best season yet?
This is one of the best. You know, we've had a lot of fun this season on and off the track. I've actually piloted two trucks this year overseas. I'm driving the Marvel Black Panther here in the States. It's all about zombie. So I'm loving, I get to do the best of both worlds. I get to travel, made 1,000,000 miles on Delta this year. So, you know, it just this trip, we clicked over 1,000,000 miles in my career, which I've been flying since 2010. So I'm well conditioned for it. Bring it on.
You are George Clooney up in the air. Do you have a medallion or anything to prove that?
They're supposed to be sending it to me. I got the email. It says, please wait 4 to 6 weeks for your medallion tag to be 1,000,000 miler and wait for your gift so you can get your 1,000,000 miler gift too. Yeah.
The season-ending world finals is the end-all be-all when it comes to Monster Jam, and you've seen your share of those. Do you wait until the week before to think about that? Or right now, standing here in Phoenix, Arizona, is there still a part of your mind going, oh, when the world finals come early?
Yes and no. I mean, when we get to the business of the track and as far as race day goes, I'm completely focused on the business at hand right here in Glendale, Arizona. But during the week, sometimes you look at that track because they released what the track's going to look like. It's something we've never done before. So that's exciting in itself to be able to show the fans something new for yourself, for them. And, you know, who knows what's going to happen in SoFi Stadium. It's one of the most state-of-the-art stadiums that we go to. So I'm looking forward to showcasing what Monster Jam has on its largest stage right there in LA.
Kerry Hart, many, many years ago, landed the first backflip on a bike. And now what you guys are doing in these trucks, it's bananas. Is there a trick out there that's right on the edge of breaking that you guys are maybe trying? I can't say in secret because you can't tell me. But is there a trick out there that you're really close to breaking in these trucks?
You know, that's a good question. I mean, we always look for innovation when it comes to what's going to evolve, what's going to be the next trick on the track. I would say that backflip to moonwalk is something that's pretty cool. Anytime you can have an extreme trick lead into another extreme trick, it just is testament of how good that driver's timing is, the capability to be able to, you know, coordinate all the hand-eye coordination that it takes to be able to be out here.
Barry Moosauer joining us here in the Freak Nation and listening to that interview. Again, we caught up with him Friday afternoon prior to the Phoenix Monster Jam event. But listening to that interview, how much time do we have here? I got some time. I want to send that interview. No, I don't. I want to send IndyCar executives to a Monster Jam event. Bottom line, right?
Good night. Yes.
Say what you will about Monster Jam, IndyCar, whatever. It's entertainment. It's entertaining. IndyCar should be entertaining, and it is entertaining.
Its product is, yes.
But it could be even more entertaining if they just could get out of the way of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
The kids going bananas at this Monster Jam event, I could see it every weekend. It still is a kick in the backside for me to watch these kids go crazy. It's awesome. And for these drivers of these Monster Jam trucks to stand out there for 2 hours and sign every last freaking autograph at this pit party that a 7-year-old will forget by school on Tuesday, you just could learn from what these guys are. Just go to this event, just one event, IndyCar execs, and see how they do it. Doesn't take a whole lot.
And yeah, wow. What a breakthrough that would be. for the not the just the executives, but the drivers and the team owners to see the engagement of the fans.
It's we went there with Henley, our daughter, friend of hers, and the friend of hers' son and the mom, and we just enamored. He's now he's a Gravedigger fan.
The 7-year old boy you're talking about.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And now he's a Megalodon fan.
Oh right. Yeah, he gained a new fandom. Just last week. He
Which,
sat
by the
there
way,
completely
you
engaged.
You can catch Monster Jam right here on MAV TV. Coming up next, your stat man, Scat. Roger Penske. Is it time for him to leave his current position?
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Family Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. It's time to get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data, and you get to choose who joins your family plan starting as low as $25 a line.
Does it have to be family?
It can be family or people you like.
Get more lines and more savings. Switch to Straight Talk for family plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
Keeping your pride and joy perfect is as easy as 1, 2, 3. Start with Slick Mist Speed Wax. Simply mist on and wipe off for a professional detailer shine. For your tires and trim, there's Lucas Slick Mist Tire and Trim Shine. Spray on and wipe off for better than new look. Then finisher with Lucas Slick Mist Interior Detailer. Just spray and wipe. Easy. Use Lucas Slick Mist Car Care products and she'll never look better. Fast, easy, and professional. Really, it's sort of like having an extra set of hands. Or three.
The NASCAR Cup Series Enjoy Illinois 300 hits Worldwide Technology Raceway on June 1st and 2nd, and the racing will be rocking. It's more than just the cars. It's all about the party. Country music's hottest new star, Riley Green. Big and Rich with Gretchen Wilson, Brittany Spencer, Tim Duggar, and Ludacris cranking the party into overdrive. There's something for everyone, and your access to the Confluence Music Festival is included with your race ticket. Go to WWTRaceway.com now.
Now that's a good-looking tire from General Tire, the official tire of the ARCA Racing Series. You can't get that one on your hot rod, but you can get now through the end of April 4 qualifying passenger tires and get up to $70 back the Visa prepaid card. We can all use a little bit of cake in our wallet, in our purse, in our pockets, right? 4 qualifying passenger tires get up to $70 back from General Tire. General Tire, over 20 years with the Freaks, and of course, General Tire delivers.
The weekend racing is over, or is it? Not on MAV TV. Monday is All-American Racing Night on the network which never leaves the track. Sit back and enjoy grassroots red, white, and blue racing from America's most iconic tracks. Whether it's the precise lines of pavement ovals or the door-banging action of the dirt, MAV TV's Monday night lineup will bring you all the action from this country's legendary four-wheel battlegrounds. Monday night is All-American Racing, only on MAV TV, Motorsports Network.
Do you own an annuity? Either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-273-7075. 800-273-7075. 800-273-7075. That's 800-273-7075.
You're listening to Speed Freaks. Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Let me start by saying I don't know Roger Penske personally. I've had maybe three or four conversations with him through the years, maybe one without a microphone. But looking at a brilliant billionaire businessman from a distance, I've come to the conclusion he isn't the man to lead IndyCar out of the wilderness. Primarily, his money might find the path to Oz, but it won't pave it with yellow bricks. That's even though he comes from a generation that thinks money is the answer to everything that ails anything, even IndyCar. And next, the people he sideload himself with don't appear to be people capable of thinking outside the box IndyCar is in. They're just as buttoned down as Roger, looking for investors to bring money into a situation that money won't fix. IndyCar needs new markets and audiences it can sell to advertisers. If money was the answer, Kart and Champ Car would still be in business. The push to pass drama from this weekend is a distraction. Leadership is IndyCar's problem. Roger's money might have saved the series, but Roger's money won't lead it to the mountaintop. It hurts to say this, but these specific rich old white men don't appear to know the GPS directions nor the Google instructions to find the answers. If they do, they better speak up quick. At the moment, our audience is larger than theirs. Peace.
Your Statman Scat, brought to you by our good friends right here on MAV TV. Don't forget, coming up on Wednesdays, it's Builder's Block. It's firing up, man. New episodes weekly. You can hear those engines revving, can't you? Stacy David's Gears, new episodes 8 p.m. Eastern, and Sam's Garage starting at 8:30 p.m. Eastern. Be sure to go to mavtv.com. That's mavtv.com for more information on how you can check out these Builder Block shows coming up on Wednesdays, Two Wheel Tuesdays, and, of course, All-American Racing on Monday. That's mavtv and mavtv.com. More on Statman's Scat. And I said this the first hour. When I was reminded of Roger Penske's age, at 87 years old, and if you've heard this before, well, it means you're a longtime listener, meaning you started the show with us last hour, that there's been a lot of being and moaning about our politicians that stick around a little too long, right? A lot of too long, and should get the heck out of the way for younger individuals, at least younger thinking individuals, more contemporary thinking individuals to hold that spot. And given what we've seen recently, it's whether it's Roger Penske or not, it's still on Roger Penske. That's what's just tough to get over with me.
Well, hold on a second, though. Even if we're not specifically pointing the finger at Roger Penske himself for the marketing and PR and sponsorship engagement failures that happen in IndyCar these days and have been happening for years, it's still on him for not surrounding himself with the right people to make these things better, to make the series better because of improving marketing, PR, sponsor engagement, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
And that goes back to my comment about age. I've prided myself, like all of us have, of being and thinking and acting younger than our age. And I'm not saying that from a conceited standpoint or necessarily an intentional standpoint. It's just what we do. It's how we roll. I think Crasher and I, or maybe Stat and I, were talking about this recently, where we started this show almost 24 years ago, cracking on people our age that were still covering motorsports because they sounded and acted like their age, whatever that age is.
And they thought like an old angry man. You can't think like the old thoughts. You have to be constantly evolving in your thoughts and keeping them young and active and open-minded.
Yes.
Because if you don't, you lose, period.
Yeah, and guess who's wearing a pink shirt tonight?
Statimus Maximus.
That's red. It's just a different shade of red.
Yeah. So it's not easy for me to say that it's time for Roger to go. I'm not saying to give up
the tent poles that he started. Not necessarily give them up, but like Crasher said, turn them over to somebody or some people that have the wherewithal to bring it to 2024.
And it's not Mark Miles.
Randy Bernard, for all his faults, had what I think IndyCar going in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
And team ownership, again, got in the way. And some other individuals in offices that shouldn't have been commenting or trying to steer Randy Bernard in certain directions. But something has to change.
Something has to change big time. And Statman brought it up in one of our text threads during our last commercial break. We're coming up on 5 years of Roger Penske owning the series, the racetrack Indianapolis Motor Speedway, all the TV rights for the IndyCar series.
Yeah.
Almost 5 years, yet nothing in the marketing PR realm has improved. Nothing in 5 years. You can't blame COVID anymore. Guess who got better because of things that they changed during COVID? That would be NASCAR. Guess who got better at marketing and promotions right after COVID? Maybe not because of COVID, but right after. That would be Supercross. That would be sports cars. Everybody made themselves better in these last 5 years, with the exception of IndyCar in the racing world. Guess who enormously got better? In the United States. And they used to just be barely a blip on the radar. That would be Formula One. In these last 5 years, what has changed in the motorsports landscape? Everybody has gone up in ratings, up in attendance on site. IndyCar has gone up in attendance on site, but TV ratings mostly flat and awareness overall down, period.
300,000 plus watched IndyCar at Long Beach. At Long Beach on USA Network. Explain that. One, why on USA Network from Long Beach? And two, 300,000 people plus tuning in to see the legendary race Long Beach.
What's supposed to be your second biggest race on your schedule?
Hey, Richie?
Yeah, buddy. What's up?
I'd like to chime in from time to time, kind of wake you up. You back there doing the social media love triangle that you've got going on. I don't even know what the hell that means. Hmm. I don't know what it means. But you hear us talking? Do we sound like old people griping about a series of about old people?
No, because I think a lot of fans think the same exact way. It's all over social media, all over the internet. It's people frustrated. And it's not just you guys. It's not just media. It's not just fans. It's the stinking ownership and the drivers, too, who are angry at what's going on with IndyCar right now. Crash, you mentioned all the other motorsports that have really exploded in their popularity. I'd say the same thing about every other professional sport in general, right? The NWSL, the National Women's Soccer League, their ratings have gone exponentially up over the last two seasons. WNBA's television ratings last season were way up. The highest rated women's basketball game in the history of mankind was the NCAA Women's National Championship game, got 13 million viewers.
Whoa.
13 million viewers. How many more viewers is that than the IndyCar race got, right? Mm. Like, so every one of these sports, which are, you know, it's women's sports, and they're not the NFL, they're not the NBA, unfortunately, right? They're not the big four. But every single one of them post-COVID is exploding in popularity for a reason. It's because they found their niche, and they're doing it well, and they're marketing it well. They have big stars. They're marketing great. Caitlin Clark is going to explode the WNBA this year. And for whatever reason, IndyCar just hasn't quite figured that out. For whatever reason, I don't know. They had their 100 Days to Indy premiere this week. Did you guys watch it?
That would be no.
Do you
but
know?
It's not.
You,
it's only because didn't have time yet.
Do you know
I will
what
watch
network
this
it's on? Do you know what network it's on?
CW.
Yay! That's a win.
But I'm not a liar.
It's a miracle that you guys know where to watch the dang show. Because even I didn't even really know, to be honest. It sounded right, though, Kenny.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm assuming it is on the CW.
Was I not right?
I think you are.
No, it's, I believe.
Oh, it's CW, yeah.
I think the last time I watched the CW was the last time I watched UPN, which is like 98.
You're all here. We go back to the old person conversation. You're not the demographic they want by putting 100 Days to Indy on the CW.
You know, there's one thing that
20 seconds.
20 seconds. Yeah. And they need a better production on the TV to explain. They need better graphics. They need to explain red tires and black tires and purple tires, whatever. That needs to be improved.
Well, will you shoot the juice to the moose, that man?
And cut it loose.
Yep.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Next to your vehicle's engine, your transmission is the most important component of your car. If it's not properly maintained, your car may not shift properly. By adding Lucas Transmission Fix to your transmission, it cleans and lubricates sticking valves for proper shifting, renews worn bands to stop slipping, stops seal leaks, will not void new car warranties, contains no harmful solvents. Transmission Fix. It works.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.